Praise the Lord. I believe that this retreat, go ahead now, that this retreat will solve every problem of my life. So this is not a retreat to pick and choose. They're singing now, I will not be there. They're making announcement, I will not be there. Announcement will be proclamation. Great things in your life. Mighty things in your life. And from tonight, it is happening. Who am I talking to? Father, in Jesus' name. Well, thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people. Thank you for everything that has gone into preparation for this retreat. We're asking, oh Lord, you bless all your people. Everyone without exception. Our leaders, our ministers, our singers, our ushers, our security, and all our people that are taking our voice and the message everywhere, I pray multiple blessings upon everyone in Jesus' name. All our members, all retreat participants, all our invitees, miracle upon everyone. Begin with us tonight in Jesus' name. It is done. Our prayers are answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Consider, we're coming to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 21. Matthew chapter 1. Verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He's talking about our Christ, our Lord, our Redeemer, the problem solver, the mountain mover, the sin forgiver. He forgives all sins. He saves every soul that will believe. And anyone that calls upon him, salvation has come. Deliverance has come. Solution has come. He says, you'll call his name Jesus, for he shall save. That word save there in the original Greek is sozo. It means to save. It means to heal. It means to deliver. It means to set free. It means to recover. It means to cure. It means to bless. Every blessing you need is in that salvation of Christ. Full salvation. Free salvation. Final salvation. He shall save. He shall heal. He shall deliver. He shall set free. He shall bless. You cannot miss the blessing. Verse 22. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, every declaration that we read from the prophets, from the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, in fulfillment in your life. Through Christ, who has given us all the promises and has made all the provisions, fulfillment has come. Verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name, shout it out, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. If God is with us, Satan will not be with us. If God is with us, sin will not abide in us. If God is with us, sickness will not remain in our body. If God is with us, affliction will not abide. Emmanuel, God with us. Everyone that calls upon the Lord, God with him. Redeemer with him. The Savior was him. The power that holds the whole universe was him, with you, with me, with everyone, in Jesus' name. As we begin the retreat tonight, we're talking on the uniqueness of Jesus. The uniqueness of Jesus. Already you've seen some of the uniqueness of Christ. Conceived by the Holy Ghost. Born of a virgin. And then he coming to reverse everything the fall of Adam had done in every life. And then to be God with us. Every moment of the day. Every time Christ with us. Whatever problem arises, the uniqueness of his be with you, with me, with us, is that the solution must come. Our solution must come. Your own solution must come. Three things we're looking at in the uniqueness of Christ. Number one, the unique Christ with unlimited power. The unique Christ with unlimited power. Number two, the unique captain with unfailing promises. Is the unique captain that gives you a promise, and that promise can never fail. Number three, the unique conqueror with undeniable possibilities. Undeniable possibilities in your life tonight. Great possibilities. Number one, the unique Christ with unlimited power. What that means is Christ is so unique. His power is so unique. His work is so unique. His signs and wonders are so unique. And everything you request of him, he works like no other person can work. He forgives like no other one can. He heals like no other one can. He delivers like no other one can. He is unique. His response to your prayer during this time will be unique. Mark chapter 2. Reading from verse 10. Mark chapter 2. Reading from verse 10. But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth. Power on earth. Anywhere on earth. Here. In our state. All the states of Nigeria, our country. In every state and every province and every locality in Africa, beyond Africa, Europe, America, Canada, everywhere, that ye may know that the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, has power everywhere on earth to forgive sins. The Lord has given him that authority, the Father, giving him that authority, that as you call on the name of the Lord, every sin you ever committed, big, small, common, habitual, the Father has given him the power, the authority to forgive you. Tonight, whosoever will come to the Lord, repent of those sins, turn away from those sins, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a certainty of forgiveness and salvation. I thought our people would say amen. Amen. He says to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee. Who is that thee? I say unto thee. The Lord is talking to your sickness tonight. He's talking to your infirmity tonight. And whatever may be the challenge, they say it's incurable. They say this one cannot be solved I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. Verse 12, tell me. And immediately he arose. That's the uniqueness of Christ. And that uniqueness, he will demonstrate in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. Internal sickness, skin sickness, body sickness, long-standing sickness, a curse that brought the sickness out tonight. And immediately he arose and he took up his bed. Remember, they carried him to that place. And now healing came, strength came, power came, ability came. And he took up his bed and he went forth before them all. If you're sick, you rise up in health. And you will give your testimony in a practical way, demonstrative way, before all of us in Jesus' name. It's so much that they were all amazed. That's the uniqueness of Christ. And they glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. It will touch your life. It will recover you. It will deliver you. Until you and the people that see you will say, we never saw it on this wise. Salvation that transforms the soul. Salvation that transforms the life. And healing that comes with strength and power, instantaneous and immediate. Thank God it's for you. Luke chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Please remember the uniqueness of that Spirit overshadowing Mary, making her to conceive without even knowing a man. And in the pregnancy, no problem. And then to deliver. And now he says, this Christ conceived by the Spirit, born by the Spirit, and living a life of power, a life of glory, a life of all possibilities, all by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now it comes to declare, as it was written in prophecy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach, to proclaim the gospel, the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Internal healing, external healing, the Lord is ready to give you. And to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 21, and he began to say unto them, this day, every day Christ is powerful. Every moment Christ is powerful. And he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Christ is here tonight. And this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He has power. He will manifest the power in your life tonight. Power to save. Power to heal. Power to deliver. Power to strengthen. Power to turn your life around. and power to make you a new creature in Christ. You'll be so new, you'll forget the old life in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 32. Luke chapter 4, reading from verse 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. That's what astonished me is. They were surprised. Why? They never saw anything like that before. Unique. The uniqueness of Christ will be manifested in your life. Those who are coming, they're still on the road. As they are just entering in, they have not even heard the whole message. And the word hits them on the road while they are coming, they get their own miracle. Our children who don't even understand all the words we're using, power will flow into the lives of our children. And all our people, invitees that are coming for the first time, and they've never seen some of these verses, or they never realize some of the comments we are passing on those verses, miracle upon them. Power manifestation upon everyone in Jesus' name. Look at verse 36. And they were all amazed. That's telling you again that they were amazed, they were surprised, because what they saw, they had never seen. What you see, you have never seen. They were all amazed, and they spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? What a word is this? What a power. As we are hearing, even before we pray, you'll be seeing the Spirit of God moving in your life. Moving in your life. Moving in your body. What a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. They have to. Any evil power that followed you here, everything is neutralized. Look at the comment of the Spirit on everything Christ did. Acts chapter 10. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And with power. And with power. Who went about doing good. You have come expecting. You'll go back rejoicing. He went about doing good and healing. How many people? I said how many people? You know, if our preachers have any challenge that maybe is internal and hidden, all of us, from me, from all our preachers, from all our singers, from all our workers, kitchen, security, everywhere, healing all, praise the Lord for this time. I said, praise the Lord for this time. And you there, whether you are on duty or you are just listening, miracle for you in Jesus' name. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Look at Hebrews chapter 13, and I'm reading from verse 8. Hebrews 13. Verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Can you read that with me? 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus Christ, the same. His power has not decreased. His love has not decreased. our faith in him will get the same result that other people in Bible days got. I rejoice with you. His power will be manifested in your life. Let me show you now the consequence of that, the result of that. Ephesians chapter 3, reading from verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, reading from verse 20. Give me the first word there. You have not opened your Bible. Give me the first word there. Now. Your power manifestation is now. Yes. Now unto him that is able to do whatever earthly helpers have not been able to do today, during this retreat, Christ will do it in your life. Yes. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Where will the power work? According to the power that worketh in us. I said, where will the power work? Inside you, that power will work. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages until this time, world without end. And those who are receiving tonight, shout. Point number two, the unique captain with unfailing promises. As we look at Christ, the Word of God also presents him to us as our captain. He's the captain of our salvation. He's the captain of our very life. And everything there is to do, he sits on the seat of the captain. He stands courageously affirming is the captain of your life and the captain of your soul. And he stands like someone who never lost any battle. And in your life, you will not lose any battle. Look at Hebrews chapter 2, reading from verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2, reading from verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. That's talking about his putting aside his eternal glory, his eternal power. And he came to this world, and he came to suffer, to take our suffering. That's when, because of his incarnation, he was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Then he says, he's crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. All the death penalty upon your life, Christ has taken it upon himself. You will not die the second death. You will not die a spiritual death. You will not die a satanic death. You will not die a premature death. He took every form of death concerning us who believe on him. Now you can rest assured eternal life is available for you. Then in verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory. He will bring you to glory. He will not bring you to shame. He will not bring you to disgrace. Whatever you have done in the past that would have brought you to shame, Christ has come to wipe everything away. And after you are forgiven and cleansed, the Father will not even see any of those things. And if Satan mentions them, the Father will say, I can't see that. You are a liar. Satan is a liar. Evil spirits are liars. Your accusers are liars in Jesus' name. He will bring you to glory. To make, that's the word now, look at the word, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. The captain of their salvation is the captain of our salvation. And the moment you believe on him, he must make sure you have that salvation. For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He is not ashamed to call the believers brethren. And now he has given us promises as our captain. Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55. I read from verse 1. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, everyone that desires, everyone that is passionate, everyone that says, I came here, I want, I desire, I thirst, I hunger, it will satisfy your thirst. Come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come, buy. There's nothing you need that you cannot get, because it's not by money. It's by faith. And as you come by faith, come, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Look at verse 4. Behold, I have given him, that's Christ, I have given him, that's Jesus who gives us the final solution, I have given him for a witness to the people and a leader, that's another word for captain, and commander, another word for captain, to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not. Thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not. What does that mean? You know, sometimes you want something, solution, or you want a blessing, and that blessing is not around here in the physical. Any nation where that blessing is, you will call on a nation, the Lord will make it to come unto you. I want to remind you of Elijah. He was by the brook Cherith. Water was there to drink, but no bread there. And no meat there. And the Lord will send that bread and that meat from, we don't know where, but it always came. You may not see it around, but it will come. Blessing, it will come. Food, it will come. Miracle, it will come. Let me get back to Elijah again. The ravens that brought the bread, normally, those ravens were ravenous. Ravenous. They normally devour any meat or any bread. But as the Lord commanded them to go to the very source of the bread and the meat and to bring unto Elijah. They lost their nature. They couldn't devour. They couldn't eat up the bread and the meat before it came to Elijah. Intact, full, perfect. That blessing is coming, and no raven and no Satan, no spirit will touch any part of your blessing before it gets to you in Jesus' name. Now Elijah, when that water dried up, God said, Elijah, get up. The raven have done part one of your blessing, supply and provision. I'm now telling somebody greater than a raven, a woman, to feed thee. And Elijah went, got to that house, you know the story. And the first day, go and do for me, after that for yourself and your son. And he ate. The following day again, he ate. For more than 2 years in that house, he kept on eating. Grade one, level one, it was a raven bringing the meat and the bread. Grade two, level two, it was a woman higher than a raven. Grade three, actually Elijah now was afraid, and he was running away from Jezebel. He got tired, he slept, and then raven has done its work. The woman had done her work. The next stage, level number three, is an angel. Your blessing will be going higher and higher in Jesus' name. And the angel woke him up, and the angel said, rise up and eat, for the journey is too much, too long for you. He rose up, because now he has graduated from ravens bringing food. He has graduated from a woman which is higher than the raven bringing food. Now the next servant will be an angel. Did you hear that one? And so he ate and he slept again. He didn't even say, thank you. He didn't say, what's your name? He didn't say, if I want to get you again, how do I get you? He knew it was coming from the captain of his salvation. And all the thank you and the appreciation will go to Jesus, will go to our captain. And the angel came again and gave him food. And he ate. Now the difference is, in the case of the raven, he would eat in the morning and in the evening, and he would get hungry again. In the case of the woman, he would eat in the morning, in the evening, he'll get hungry again. In the case of the angel, he went in the strength and the power of that food for 40 days. You are getting something here. I said, you are getting something here. Used to, you know, get up and go down, get up and go down. This one now you are having, for many days it will keep on sustaining you. Look at Isaiah chapter 55. And I'm reading now from verse 5. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. For he has glorified thee. How will all that happen to you, to me, to us? Verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and your righteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. Mercy is coming your way. Mercy is coming to your life. And then it says, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Abundantly pardon. The promise of the captain of our salvation is coming unto you. Acts chapter 2. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. We're reading from verse 39. For the promise is unto you. Peter the apostle was talking of a particular promise, the promise of the Holy Ghost. But we understand that verse is applicable to every promise in our lives. The promise of forgiveness, the promise is unto you. The promise of salvation, the promise is unto you. The promise that he will write your name in the book of life, the promise is unto you. When a registered letter has your name on it, nobody will claim it in your absence. It must get to you. When a promise from heaven is in your name, the promise is unto you, nobody will take it away from you. Promise of salvation, it's unto you. The promise of holiness is unto you. This is not the holiness we're struggling, we're trying, we're lying on the hard ground, we're punishing ourselves. I was saying, you hand that did that thing, I will punish you. You mouth that spoke that thing, I will punish you. You know, that one is human. This one, holiness from heaven. You didn't hear that one? Holiness from heaven. The promise is unto you. The promise of healing, the promise is unto you. The promise of power, power over every evil sin, the promise is unto you. All the promises of God that he has made coming through Christ will come unto you. The promises unto you and to your children in all the various camps, adult, youth, student, children, mighty, great promises. And to them that are far off, even all the other locations that are not at the headquarters here, anywhere we're sharing the retreat together, promise of miracle for everyone. As many as the Lord our God shall call. He has called me. He has called you. We will all receive the promises together in Jesus' name. Second Corinthians chapter 1, reading from verse 20. For all the promises of God, how many of the promises of God? All the promises of God, how many of those promises are for you? All the promises of God, how many of those promises will be fulfilled in this retreat in your life? For all the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. God will not say no. To you, God will not say no. To me, God will not say no. Are you sure? Then say it for yourself. For you, God will not say no. He will answer your prayer. Point number three now, the unique conqueror with undeniable possibilities. The unique conqueror with undeniable possibilities. Let's look at John chapter 19. John chapter 19. I'm reading from verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, what did he say? It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Jesus has concluded everything concerning your blessing, concerning your salvation, it's done. Sanctification, it's done. Healing, it's done. Deliverance, it's done. Internal conviction, it's done. Power, it's done. It is finished. He has done it all. And because of that, he has destroyed the power of the personality that could hinder your miracle. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. I read from verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, and that through death, that's when he said it is finished, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. He has destroyed the power of the devil on your behalf, and delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. No more bondage in your life. No more bondage in my life. No more bondage on my husband. Many people do not have husband there. No more bondage on my husband. No more bondage on my wife. No more bondage on my children. No more bondage in any part of our camp. Amen. Colossians chapter 2. Reading here from verse 14. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Any ordinance, any writing, whether it's a writing here on earth or writing in the sky, beyond the sky, he has blotted out that handwriting. Any handwriting, it was written and sent unto you, and it was made when you read that thing to destroy you, destabilize you. All that handwriting has been taken out of the way. Any handwriting of failure, handwriting of defeat, handwriting of sinfulness, handwriting of backsliding, handwriting of not getting to heaven, all the handwriting engineered by the devil against your life, everything is blotted out. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, anything contrary to your progress. And then it says, he took it out of the way, nailing them to the cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made the show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Now, in your life, God will make all things possible. Luke chapter 1. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. During this retreat, with our God, nothing shall be impossible. Your prayers are answered. Matthew chapter 19, reading from verse 26. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. The transformation and the change, the forgiveness and the cleansing that human beings could not do in your life, in my life, now with God, all things are possible. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, reading from verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. Why? Because our captain, our conqueror, our redeemer has said, it is finished. The sin business is finished in your life. Punishment for sin finished in your life. The pollution of sin is finished in your life. And the consequence of sin, all the sicknesses, all the evil spirits, all the evil powers finished in your life. The manifestation of evil power finished in your life. Now, tonight, it is finished. What are you there? I said it is finished. At Calvary, finished. By Christ, finished. By our captain, finished. By the conqueror, mighty conqueror, finished. Now all you need to do is stretch out your hand of faith and receive. It will forgive every sin. It will save every soul. It will sanctify the believer. It will heal the sick. It will destroy the works of the devil. Finished? Finished? It is finished. Rise up and tell the Lord, I know, for me it is finished. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Tell the Lord, this is your own retreat. If there's any guilt, any condemnation for any sin you had committed, just tell the Lord, I'm sorry, I turn away, I repent, I believe Christ died for me on the cross of Calvary. Forgiveness will come immediately. And the Spirit of God will give you peace in your heart. Christ has done it. Christ has paid the whole price. You are not supposed to pay again for those things you've done that were not right. It was finished at Calvary. Thank him. I'm forgiven. Thank him. I'm restored. Thank him. I am saved. And there'll be no punishment again for anything I've done, because Christ has forgiven me. And he blots out the remembrance of that sin, of those sins. He brings cleansing, salvation. And if you've been saved, you're asking for holiness from heaven. Holiness from Christ. Not the holiness we struggle to attain. The holiness he gives us by grace. It's available to you. The promise is unto you. He has made you holy, sanctified, cleansed in the heart, in your soul, in your spirit. He also has power for you. The power of the Holy Ghost available for you. You are his beloved child. When he forgives, he doesn't bear grudge. And he doesn't have anything against you. He doesn't even remember what you did in the past. Forgiven, washed, cleansed. Then he makes you holy. And then he gives you his power. The Holy Ghost, the comforter, the strengthener, to abide with you forever. If you're sick, he finished your sickness on the cross of Calvary. It is finished. Nothing like incurable disease. Nothing like I'm about to die. It is finished. Nothing like a mountain that cannot move. It is finished. Nothing like spiritual attack that I cannot overcome, that you cannot overcome. It is finished. Nothing like a conspiracy by the devil and evil spirits. We will finish him. We will finish her. No more. He has destroyed him that has the power of death. Finished. Now in your life, all things are possible. The suffering will not continue. The Lord has answered your prayer. The Lord has answered your prayer. It is done. It is done. You'll enjoy the salvation of the Lord. You will enjoy the promises of the Lord. You will enjoy your healing and deliverance. Things will turn around in your life. I receive. I receive. I receive. It is confirmed in Jesus' name. Raise up your hand as we pray together. Father, We thank you for your revelation. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. It is not by merit. It is through Jesus Christ, the unique Christ, the unique captain, the unique conqueror. Everyone is blessed in Jesus' name. For those who have confessed their sins, who have turned away from their sins, who have apologized unto you, and they believe that Christ is now their Savior, let definite experience of forgiveness and salvation come to every one of them in Jesus' name. For those who have asked for your cleansing, for your holiness, holiness from heaven, that they have struggled and struggled, they could not do it by themselves. Lord, your gift and your grace of holiness and sanctification, give to everyone in Jesus' name. For those who lack power, now power has come. Anointing has come. Authority has come. I pray, Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost will fall on every one of us in Jesus' name. Healing for the sick. No incurable disease tonight. Lord, I pray every disease, whatever the name of Jesus is higher than them all. Touch your people, heal them in Jesus' name. Any power of darkness, power of Satan, tormenting anyone, oppressing anyone, it is finished. Destroy all the works of the devil. Set all your people free. Confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. All the blessings and the possibilities your people have opened their mouth and they have spoken to you about, confirm it in their lives right now. Testimony in every mouth. Joy in every life. We thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray.